Uploading.
3, 2, 1.
Winner! Well, welcome along everybody to the podcast, Backstage Banter.
Banter.
Just to clarify, not bandits. We were having a conversation about that before. It is Backstage Banter.
Nicole thought it was bandits.
It's
after
true.
All this time.
Not band-aids, not bandits. Banter.
Hey, if it's your first time joining us, welcome. We recommend you go back and listen to all the other podcasts because there's some good stuff in there. There's some good stuff.
It is good.
But before we continue with this podcast, do a quick roll call. Yep. Who's here? Harry's here.
Annalisa's also here.
Nicole is also here.
Fantastic. Boop, boop. Now, guys, I don't know if you know this about me. I was born in Scotland.
I did know that.
I did know because you're quite Scottish proud, Harry.
Oh, flower of Scotland.
Is that the national
when
anthem?
When will we see you like again?
Wow.
Fort. I could literally sing the whole
Scottish.
Okay,
can I just ask you a really quick question? Did you just sing, oh, flower of Scotland, when will we see your lake again?
Like again.
Like?
Oh, your like something again. Like you. Yeah, yeah,
but
sure,
speaking
sure.
of lake, on our honeymoon, Nicole, yep. Annalise and I, for those of you who don't know, Annalise and I are married.
That's right.
We are husband and wife.
True thing.
And on our honeymoon, we went to Scotland.
We did.
And amazing. We went to Loch Ness.
Which is, Loch is another word for lake in Scotland.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
no
and
way.
there's like this legend, which again
it's
is
true.
A legend. It's not
it
true, Harry.
It is true.
It's not true.
It is true.
There's a legend, kind of like some of the legends that we have here in Aotearoa, but it's a legend that there is a monster in the lake.
It is called the
no
Loch Ness
one has
monster.
Ever seen it.
And it is for realsies. Well, there have been photos from the 60s that clearly show in a fuzzy black and white photo that Loch Ness is real.
No, it's a shadow in a photo.
Someone
dropped their gumboot in the water and took a photo. I reckon that's what it was.
I mean, hey, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, monsters don't actually exist.
No.
They don't.
Here's the thing about the Loch Ness monster. He's got a bad rep.
Because of the word monster?
Monster's right. a bad rep.
Okay.
It'd be like if we called McDonald's McFatty food. Like, it just wouldn't be the same.
I mean, it's probably not the best food for you long term.
No, but it's, you know, like, it's just a bad rep.
Okay. Right, okay.
Rep for reputation.
So, reputation, yeah. Good. Like, yeah. So, what they're calling him now. Nessie. Nessie sounds lovely,
I thought the Loch Ness
gentle.
Monster was actually
like
a lady.
Auntie.
Oh.
Isn't Nessie a lady?
Sure. I don't actually know if anyone knows.
No one knows because no one's actually seen this monster because it's imaginary. Do you know what I think is also funny about Scotland? Is that every most countries tend to have like a national animal. And here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, it is a kiwi bird,
that's right?
National animal.
That's a kiwi
in
sound.
England, it's a lion. Rawr. Uh-huh. In Scotland, it's a unicorn, which is actually a true story.
Very proud of my national
animal. I know that unicorns are super cool and it's really cool to have one in your backpack or your lunchbox, but they're actually not real.
They have been once upon a time.
Why?
And do you know what I reckon happened? I reckon when all the animals were going on the ark, Noah just got a bit confused and was like, wait, we've got horses, zebras, and these other horses with horns on their head. I reckon I've already got horses on board. Just chill out here for a bit. Toot toot. Oh, they missed their chance to get on the boat. And they just...
I don't know about that, Harry.
I reckon and the Loch Ness Monster didn't
Harry,
get on the boat.
Yeah, look. I mean, who knows?
Did you know also in Scotland, our national flower...
Yes.
Because like here in New Zealand...
Pahunakawa?
National
is it?
Fern.
Like a silver fern. Pahunakawa is also
Pahunakawa is very kiwi. Pahunakawa is the red one, right?
Beautiful.
In summer.
It just makes me think of summer and the beach.
Scotland though, Scotland though, our national plant is a thistle.
Yes,
which
I
is
didn't
a
know
lovely.
This.
It's lovely and purple, very prickly. It's a weed though.
Yeah, it's a weed.
In Scotland.
It's a weed. Yeah, so you would like. You'd look at it and be like, that's beautiful, but you'd pull it out because it's not meant to be there.
And it's
like
prickly, it gives you prickles.
The opposite of New Zealand, like our kiwi is endangered, so like there's not enough of them.
Yeah.
And then, so we've made it our national animal. And your national plant, it should be maybe something
like really beautiful.
That's
really
not, you know,
not annoying.
Taking over the whole entire earth.
It's like gorse. Basically a thistle is like gorse.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I will say this about Scotland, though. It is a very, very
beautiful
country.
I'm just
very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All I'm doing is saying facts. Did you know Scotland's national food is something called haggis?
I've heard about this. I've actually eaten it.
I have not eaten it.
It's made from leftovers of an animal.
Okay, guys, tell us about it. Tell us about it.
It's a bit gross.
Of all the leftover inside bits of a sheep, all the organs you would normally be like, oh, we're not going to eat that because we'll just eat lamb chops. It's all of that that's like
mushed up together,
a bit of spice, bit of something nice, and then it's cooked inside the stomach of the sheep.
Yeah, I've heard some nasty things about that haggis.
It's actually like not as
bad as
everyone would imagine. Yep. I've had it because I ate it because, you know, when you're there,
when
you
in
do
Rome,
the stuff.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
When in Scotland.
When in France, Scotland. Eat the snails.
I've never eaten snails though.
When in France, eat the frog's legs.
Also never eaten frog's legs.
When in France, eat the bagel. Baguette. Eat the baguette.
And the croissant. And the fromage, the cheese.
Ooh.
Oh,
yum.
I wouldn't eat fromage.
It's the French for cheese.
When in New Zealand, eat the pav.
The pavlova.
Controversial though, because Australians think
fish and chips. No. Oh, yeah.
It's Kiwi.
Fish and chips. So that's...
Or the pippi. I love pippi on the barbecue.
I don't know what that is, and
like
it doesn't sound enjoyable.
Seafood.
It's a seafood. It's so yum. Harry's not a big fan of seafood.
I don't like seafood. I don't like seafood. It's not really my vibe.
I love it. Ooh. Mwah.
So, anyway, New Zealand's, does New Zealand have a national food? I suppose we just talked about it kind of a little bit.
Do
we have a national food?
Probably not officially.
I think people are very proud of our pavlovas.
Yeah.
You know, add some cream, some strobes.
Can I say something extremely controversial?
Oh no.
I don't like pavlova.
Neither do I, but I'm still proud of it.
Yeah. If I had a choice between like a bowl of jelly and a bowl of pavlova, I'd pick the jelly.
Oh,
but
interesting.
If I had a choice of a bowl of nothing and a bowl of pavlova, I'd go hard on that pavlova. Like I would enjoy a bowl of nothing.
Wow,
guys. Kiwi pride is what I'm talking about.
Totally.
You know,
There used to be the song we sang at school.
Yeah.
Kiwi kids are rocking it. Kiwi kids are tops. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
dun, dun. Kiwi kids are rocking it. Something about don't wear Crocs. Or something.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't what the song said.
I don't know.
Okay. So what have we learned today? We've learned that the Loch Ness Monster is real, and we all agree that the Loch Ness Monster is real.
Uh-oh.
We've learned that that thistles are the national plant of Scotland. That unicorns are the national animal. That Noah, look, we all make mistakes. Noah left them behind, and that's fine.
That is not proven. You can't read that in the Bible.
Well, you can't read it in the Bible, but I don't know. And also,
Harry likes to fill in the gaps.
Also, what else we learnt was that pavlova is not very nice, and 2 out of 3 of us don't like it.
That's true.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Backstage Bandit podcast. Make sure you check out all the other stuff. Until next time, see ya.
Bye.
Ciao.
Oh, ciao.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing.